This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Today is the start of a new season. Mandatory minicamp. We're past the offseason, the draft, free agency, and now we start to get ready for a new year. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you on and listening and paying attention to everything that's going on. Look, we're going to talk about the Braves because we have to. They got a one last night. They got a win, should I say. Chris Sale was great. But, Mike, with minicamp starting, football's front and center. And this is going on all over the country, by the way, all the NFL markets. And we have a lot of questions. Today, Raheem Morris spoke. I think, Mike, the thing that was most interesting, there were a couple of them, is that Kyle Pitts is there, but he's not participating. He's not going to be on the field, although he continues to talk about how cautious they are going to be with this injury that he's dealing with.
What in the hell, man? What's the dealio?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you going to trade this cat? You got him on ice? Is legitimate injury? How did he get hurt in the offseason, by the way? Now, I mean, I get it. You know, guys, if he's taking it on his own initiative to, you know, be running around high schools with parachutes behind his back to be in shape, whatever he does. Look, I know you can't put these cats in bubble wrap, but it is kind of weird of all the people to be out and being held out of practice. The two guys who can't really ever stay healthy. Now, he was healthy last year. We did learn it was almost a year and a half coming off the knee injury for Kyle Pitts. And then there's Troy Andersen in the same boat. The two dudes who need to be doing it better and cleaner than the other guys, if we're honest.
Yeah. I am disappointed? No, because it's not camp. And games aren't tomorrow. But
it's still something.
It is. And it's curious, Mike, because again, if they're being this cautious, is this something that lingers into the season? We don't know. We hope he's going to be healthy 5-6 weeks from now when camp rolls around. But Rod did say that today. Everybody is there, including Kirk Cousins.
Hello.
Are you surprised?
The mandatory portion means he's going to be there. If it was voluntary, no. Mandatory, yes. As far as, and again, I know that Randy Mack knows more about NFL contracts because he signed a couple, but there are some percentages that you got to be at X amount of the offseason stuff, but this is the mandatory part, so he's there.
I don't think that should be a big deal. And I'll say this. I've been talking to a lot of Falcon fans today. You can hit us up 404-726-0929. I think many of you are over it. And when I say that, you're tired of the Cousins questions because he's not going to play. He's going to be the backup. He is going to be clipboard Kirk. And so with that, many of you are over this idea. Why are we still asking questions? He's here. He's on the team. We know. Until things change, which they probably aren't anytime soon, let's talk about what we are going to see.
Right.
That's Michael Penix. That's Drake London. That's Bijan Robinson. And so a lot of Falcon fans are like, look, I'm over the questions about Kirk Cousins. Ask questions about our guys. And I found that interesting today, Mike, because I think that sentiment is it's gone from how could this happen to, all right, I'm ready to turn the page. And now, first day of mandatory minicamp, we're turning the page, guys. As I said, when they come back, they're putting on the pads. It's time to go. We're getting ready for our first game of the season and a long year in front of us and a chance to get back into the playoffs and break this playoff drought. What's it been, Mike? 7 years? 7 years?
Yeah, by the way, speaking of which, speak of the devil, whose name we will not speak of much more.
Yes.
But he is talking to the media, which I was surprised if there'd be that access. Kirk says, from Kelly Price, by the way, his preference to be the starter elsewhere. Certainly there were conversations, but that's an off-season question, and we're moving forward now.
Yes.
And he says the goal is the same as it was last year, to be lifting a Lombardi Trophy in February, however they get there.
Okay. And look, by no stretch have I ever thought that Kirk Cousins is going to be disruptive. It's not his nature. That's not who he is. It doesn't matter where he's been. And it's not all his fault that these teams decided to pay him all this money over the course of his career.
Hey, right.
And he's made a lot of it. But Kirk is not a guy that's going to be sitting out in front of the facility, right, talking about calling press conferences and being a disruptive dude. He's going to show up. If Penix needs help behind the scenes, guys, I'm telling you, he's going to try to help him, and he's here.
Right.
He wants to win, but he's not playing the way as much as he wants to. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of guys in the NFL not playing as much as they want to.
Hey, look, I get it. He thought he was coming here to have 2 years, maybe three, without having somebody to breathe it down his back. So that's on Fontenot. The coach wanted Kirk Cousins. We later found out, thanks to our man, D. Orlando Ledbetter. And, of course, the GM said, I'm never going to be picking this low again or this high again in the draft, so I'm going to go get this guy. So, but you took your quarterback, and then the quarterback wasn't straight with you when you really needed him to probably rest 2 weeks, and that may have been all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
He fudged it. Tried to play straight, and he wasn't. And he wasn't right. And then later on, he comes back, and then he says, no, I was banged up, which, you know, that just irked me. Don't know if it bothers anybody. As you said, like, who cares? We turn on the page. He wants out. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to trade you. Only way we could trade you is if somebody gets hurt. So somebody needs to slip on a banana peel, fall down a flight of stairs somewhere else in the NFL, and then maybe we can trade him. But that's it. And then they've got leverage. And I still don't know how Fontenot and his crew would approach that as far as what they're looking for.
Our buddy Mark Raimondi and Mike and I will be at Mandatory Minicamp tomorrow live from Flowery Branch, bringing you guests and much more. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Our buddy Mark Raimondi, who writes for ESPN in regards to the Falcons, asked Cousins about the injury, which he says happened in Week 10. Cousins said he believed at the time that he was healthy enough to play and that he has had some of the best career performances while banged up. Mm-hmm. And he also said he believed that his health during the season was around an 8 out of 10. But once the offseason hit, he realized his body was maybe closer to a 3. We saw the 3.
Yeah, Steelers game, parts of the Chiefs game. Now, the Eagles game, he was able to get his act together to get down to field and win a football game.
No.
You know, he did show you that, you know what I mean? So it's...
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error.
So...
But yeah, that New Orleans game is where the wheels came off.
So he's admitting that he was more injured than he believed last season. We saw it. And this is what I was telling you guys. He's going to the coaches saying, I'm playing. I'm fine. Let's go. Let's blow. Coaches are like, okay, cool. We're going to throw you back out there. Then he plays like crap. And everybody goes, why aren't they seeing this? Because he, behind the scenes, he's telling them, I'm good.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
And now he's owning this. And again, today is the first day we've heard from Kirk Cousins. This is why this is important. But it's also why Falcon fans, most of you, not all, are saying, Dukes and Bell, I'm ready to turn the page. My quarterback's Michael Penix. He's going to take the most snaps. He's going to be the guy that leads us this season. But this is the first time we've heard from him. So we're just addressing it again. Mm-hmm. But I'm with most of you Falcon fans. But we've been asking these questions all summer, all offseason, and nobody has been able to get an interview. People have requested interviews. Our friends in the media, nobody's talked to this guy.
Right. It's a first chance. And as I said, I really wanted to have a chance. And we did reach out. We did as best we could. You know, in some cases, through social media, back channels, trying to get a conversation with Kirk. Maybe we'll still get a chance this summer to talk to him. But I will say this. In the NFL, you do need a good backup. So even though it's the most ridiculous situation to be in the league, and heaven forbid, I don't even want to even think the thought. So we are prepared if something ever should happen. I'm not even going to say it. So you got a guy. And now apparently he is 100%, just like Aaron Rodgers was. Remember, he was 2 months down the road than Kirk Cousins. Kirk got that injury, it was in October, Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers got it week 1 of the season. And I think you saw the difference. I mean, our guy was not 100%. We get all that. But I just, the thing that irked me is I didn't like him sort of, you know, campaigning at Super Bowl week. Oh, no, I was really banged up. Because you can't have it both ways. That was my beef. But as you said, most Falcon fans by this stage, we've talked it into the ground. He's here. Let's go.
Mike, the other thing he said just moments ago up at Flowery Branch is that he focused mostly on the strength of his Achilles rehab, but probably needed more mobility work. That's also what we saw in this offense last year. The lack of his ability to be more mobile. Last thing, and I think this is the thing that you guys will love, and Mike started with it. The best quote of the day from Kirk Cousins is, yes, we had conversations about wanting to be somewhere else, but I'm focused on helping us win a Super Bowl.
Cool.
Okay. That's all you can ask. So as we said, I think there's some guys, we talked about this with a lot of veterans. We talked about it with Bryant McFadden and Obi Mahaley and other guys we spoke to, Shock as well. There might be a guy, one or two, that maybe an offensive lineman who feels like, what's this crap? Later. And then most guys are like, hey, this is how Kirk Cousins approaches his business. At the end of the day, you say it's a sport. It is a business. So he's just trying to you know, manipulate things to get where he wants to go. And that's fine. He can't go anywhere. You know, contract's locked. You know, he does have, a chance to say where he wants to go if there are multiple options. But right now there's nothing. There are no options for him. So that's all you can say. And now he'll go do it. And he'll be miserable because he wants to start in the league right now.
Behind the scenes. And guess what? How many of you honestly go home every day, not us, and you're miserable?
Well, based on social media, a lot of people.
You do your job. Yeah. You may do it at a very high level, but you're miserable. It happens. My point is, I'm sorry if Kurt's going to feel that way, but everybody around Atlanta, there's a lot of folks that are listening to us right now who are dealing with the same things day in and day out. Difference is, he's getting a big, fat check, probably more than you'll see in your lifetime. So, Mike, I'm okay with him owning all of this. This is where we've been on this show with Kirk Cousins and why you guys are like, they didn't see it, they didn't recognize it. He lied. He told him he was better, and now he's willing to own and say it. My body really wasn't where I thought it should have been. But he didn't want to give up the starting spot. Right. Mike said it all along. He knew if I do that, I'm gone. I'm done. Okay. But now we have some clarity and certainly out of the horse's mouth what he has to say about this situation. But I'm with you, Atlanta. I'm ready to turn the page.
Hey, all I know is we got a really rock solid backup. We probably have the best backup situation
in the NFL.
I mean, now we can be honest about it. But now we turn our attention to Michael Penix Jr. We'll talk about it later coming up. And I mentioned the Falcon Report article today on ESPN talking about how much do we know about Michael Penix? Well, we know because we're closer to it. Yeah. Nationally, maybe they don't know. But I would think most of the national audience did get to see this guy look like a guy who belonged to the NFL on that Sunday night against the Commanders.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. This is news. We have not heard him speak. Mm. And we've not heard him be candid with people who cover that team every day, like our own Joe Patrick, who's there, Mark, all these folks that we see, and we're there a lot. Nobody had been able to ask him any of these questions. So he's finally saying, here's what happened. Here's how I feel. Here's where I'm at. But the best thing is, man, don't be a distraction. Let's all have our blinders on one direction. That's Super Bowl. Let's get to the playoffs and make something happen. 404-726-0929. More on the Falcons coming up because a lot of questions do need to be answered, guys, including a Tyler Algier question that we got to talking about amongst ourselves today when we were talking about the show. And also, no Kyle Pitts. We mentioned that. I don't know how concerned you are. He's there. He's just not going to be on the field. And so apparently, Mike, him and Caleb McGarry are both nursing injuries or coming off of some kind of injury. Caleb is there.
Right.
Pitts is there. But I don't know how much they're actually going to be practicing over the next couple of days.
Now, will you have...
Also, I just work here.
I know, Kyle. I know. Yeah, that's interesting, though, about McGarry. Like we said, I mean, you can. I guess you could try to get these guys in bubble wrap. But guys coming into the mini camp, a little bit of dings and nagging injuries. The Pitts thing is interesting because there were rumors whether these things were, baseless or there was a little bit of smoke to it. You had national guys on three occasions saying we're shopping, we're talking, having conversations about moving Pitts. Hard to move a guy for anything worth more than a seventh-round pick if he's not playing.
Right. Right. All right, guys. Braves did something last night that nobody, including you, expected them to do. We'll get into that when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great day. Falcons mini camp underway. And I hope, again, that you guys know, if you're tuning in, however you're accessing the show, Mike and I are not just sitting here coming in day in and day out wanting to discuss Kirk Cousins. But it's been such a big story this right. offseason as to what are the Falcons going to do with Cousins. And for him to speak today and say, hey, here's where I was. And again, just synopsis. He said he thought his body was a 7 or 8 during the season, when in reality right. it was a 3. He was not healthy, and we saw it in his play. And the bigger thing is he wants to help this team win a Super Bowl. He's here. Let's not talk about the stuff that happened. Let's talk about where we're going. 404-726-0929. We'll continue to fill you in on what's going on up there at Flowery. Mike and I will be there tomorrow, and also hear more from Raheem Morris, our head coach, who spoke today before. And again, we say practice. It is, but this is a controlled practice, guys. They're getting stuff done and setting themselves up to be ready for training camp.
But we have had experiences over the years. Different coaches, Dan Quinn, sometimes go a little hard in the paint, and then somebody. I often wonder who does drop the dime. We have heard that now the NFL has representatives at all these practices, so there are rules. There are rules for policemen. Okay, that's a diehard reference. But the idea that you can't go a little too cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, then the Players Association gets involved and teams will get in trouble for it. But yeah, you try to take it to the limit. There's two movie references in one sentence, and we will hopefully get physical when we can. But it's interesting to not have Caleb McGarry, and the bigger concern is for Pitts in a make-or-break year for him, regardless of what you think about him with this organization. Either he balls out and is retained, or he's going to ball out for himself and go get a contract somewhere else.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Hey, man, last night, I got to be honest, and yes, I was being a little smarty at times because it's been hard to watch the Braves. But when I saw us put up 7 runs last night, I was like, who is this? Where did these guys come from? What bus did they take to the ballpark? Because we haven't seen these guys do this. Timely hitting, Mike, and we got another great start from Chris Sale last night.
You didn't waste the start. I mean, Chris Sale, I think it was a few weeks ago, they gave him like a nice effort against Philly, but for the most part, Tom Glavine-like. Tom was to get enough runs with the Bravos. But Chris Sale did step up last night. He was on point. Ronald Acuna was 1-for-3 with 2 walks and the home run. You know, ball's been cooling off a little bit, if I'm honest. You know, this is why we have all these Sean Murphy fans are waiting to see Dale. Have you run for Drake Baldwin? Come on, what are you, nuts? Somebody hit, and he has been. Austin Riley, 3-for-5. Matt Olson coming alive, 2-for-3 with another home run. He had 2 walks. Ozuna, 2-for-4. That's big. Ozzy, 2-for-4. Build on this, please. For the love of God, build on this. Eli White, he had a good night as well with 2 RBIs. So let's just hope, Carl, that this is – I know, we don't want to start saying nonsense, but things that maybe give them some confidence we can hopefully build. Because you think about when you lose, what, 4 of 18? It's insane how bad that run was.
It's a terrible run. It's one of the worst we've seen in 8 years. I mean, that's just to put it plain and simple. Like we
4 and 14.
Yeah, we're not used to it. So the biggest thing for me last night, yes, the runs felt good, and I know we're not hitting. But Raisel Iglesias, the way he came out and went through the meat of their lineup, Mike, 3 strikeouts. Dylan Lee came in and worked the ninth. Look, 6 straight retired. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. That I needed to see from Raisel Iglesias. And he did not come in again in the ninth inning, but it's the first time he had worked since they blew that big lead here at home.
Right.
And look, they're not going to move Raisel. They may add to this bullpen, but they're not going to move Raisel Iglesias. So I just want to see him. Speaking of confidence, Mike, because we can have a seven-run lead, but like as I said last night, I feel much better. And then somebody said, we do not celebrate until the final out.
Right on. 94 miles an hour on the sinker. 90. I look at his velo. 94 on the four-seam fastball. Changeup 89. That's where he was living in his appearance in the eighth inning. And again, in his defense, and I have a hard time defending Raisel Iglesias, as you know. But in his defense, that Friday, or the Thursday, I should say, against the Diamondbacks, that was tough because he wasn't expected to come in. That was a 6-run lead going into the ninth. And then
you don't think his head was right.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen guys, now I get into character. Either way, he's been shaky. Just one of those things. Now, again, hopefully build some confidence. But right now, technically, we don't really have a closer you feel great about.
No. And that's the other part. I mean, look, that job should be open. I'd love to tell you, hey, there are 4 other guys vying for the closer job. We don't have 4 of the closers.
No.
We have a bunch of guys.
Deuce Johnson, Dylan Lee.
Yes. Set up, mostly set up guys. Long any relief, but we don't have a guy that you go, man, he's our next big closer. We don't have that guy. Braves do win last night. We got to talk about other things that are going on in the world of sports. More on the Falcons coming up. Our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr. is on the way as well. We'll talk baseball with him and what he thinks about what's been going on with the Braves here in less than 10 minutes. Our man, the Dominator, behind the glass. He is our engineer in for Big O. And, of course, Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Snit, are you starting to feel maybe a little bit better about this offense? Maybe?
No, it was just nice to see us kind of, Eli's, that was huge. Home run there, and then Marcel came up big, I think, to add on ones. Matt, it was just Ronald drove a ball the other way, and it was good. I mean, that was good to see the offense, and I think we talked about that earlier today, that we could see a little signs of life.
And again, some clutch late in the game. That's what Skipper's talking about. Olsen with the home run in the fifth, Acuna in the fifth, and of course Eli White in the eighth inning. That's good to
see.
With
the pop.
But it goes back to what we said. They don't win without the home run. That can be said for almost all of baseball these days.
Yeah, I agree. Snit also talked about how good does it feel, dude, when you're losing like this? How good did it feel?
Well, they all feel good when you win, but that was, where we were, and just good to have a kind of a complete game. I mean, Chris goes out there and gives us a chance to win. We got some add-on runs. That's a good win for us.
Yeah.
That's a good victory chortle from the skipper right there.
No, it did feel good tonight. It's Brewers again. Grant Holmes on the hill. We're going to talk more about this. And, look, I just feel like Chris Sale has picked his game up. Chris Sale. Remember, at the beginning of the season, he was scuffling a little bit. And now it's like, all right, if I got to carry us, I will. He was just incredible last night. 11 strikeouts, as Mike said. Hey, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
I don't know how much attention you're paying, but it's great. It's fun. And last night, I think it got even funner because it got chippy. The NHL Stanley Cup Finals. It was a blowout. But, Mike, bottom line is these two teams, believe it or not, if you watched last night, are still the most evenly matched teams we've seen in a long time. They played in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. But last night, if you just looked at the score, you went, what happened?
Well, it was kind of fun to see the Edmonton Oilers. And again, this is a great matchup. It reminds me of the Islanders and that crossover, the rematch with Edmonton 84 and 85 when Gretzky finally gets the Stanley Cup with Messier and company. Leon Draisaitl was missing in action last year. He's been great. But last night, this was just, the Panthers jumped all over them, scoring the first 56 seconds in the game. Then there was a bunch of power plays. They scored on 3 power plays. They were forcing a bunch of mistakes. There's a couple of guys, though, and I got to be honest. There's one guy on Edmonton who just wears me out.
Uh-oh.
He's a fake tough guy, and there was so much nonsense, if you didn't see it. Jake Walman. Matthew Tkachuk crashes the net. He starts scrapping with another guy. Walman, now he's already scrapping, Tkachuk is with another player, and Walman's coming over the top.
Oh, it's dirty.
And he's cheap-shotting and rabbit-punching him. And it's first off, you can't do that. That's a penalty anyway. Can't be the third guy. The two guys are engaged. You can't come in scrapping. Later on in the penalty box, he's trying to spray water over onto the Panthers. I mean, and this guy, I mean, I want to see this guy scrap. So once it gets to be a beatdown, it's 5-1, that's when you say, all right, everybody, let's get out there. Let's get some energy. And that means let's fight. And so they drop the gloves, and it turns into roller derby for like 5 minutes.
It really did. Everybody was going at it. And you just knew, if you were watching last night early in this game or this match, you felt like it was going to get there. It was just like, everybody's checking each other, sticks high. There was just stuff going on, man.
There was a sequence, and this goes back. Do you ever play the old video game? Remember the movie Swingers, and they're playing the NHL video game with Gretzky? He's going to make Gretzky bleed. Anyway, if you ever played this game, there was a sequence for Sam Bennett where he basically drops two guys, gets the puck, and scores a goal. On a breakaway. It was literally like, this only happens in video games. Like, pow, one guy in his ass, pow, another guy in the boards, skates up the middle, gets the pass, scores the goal. I was like, my buddy Johnny was at the game. I'm like, holy crap. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Great game.
6-1. Right. They take a 2-1, the Panthers, that is. Stanley Cup lead. Let's hear the final call.
The final seconds tick away, and the Panthers take care of business tonight. A 6-1 win here in Game 3, and the Panthers lead the Stanley Cup Final 2-1.
Yeah, man, now it's a matter. This is really soul-searching time for Edmonds because you got punked. The Panthers got in your head. Kachuk's a master of that. So now it's just a matter of how do they respond. The way this series seesawed back and forth last year, I could see Edmonton bouncing back.
Me
I
too.
Can't see him.
Me too. Everybody's saying, a must win. You can't go down 2 games. I think they bounce back. This Stanley Cup Finals has been entertaining as heck. Hey, man, let's get to story number 3.
Story number 3.
Raheem Moore speaking to the media today. Everybody's in attendance, including Kirk Cousins, who spoke. If you missed what we had to say about Cousins and his comments today, he even spoke about Michael Penix, talking about how good he's doing. And his job now is to support Penix. But what about Kyle Pitts? Raheem Morris was asked about Pitts today.
He's dealing. You know, it's tough always when you go through these things. Everybody's at different portions and different spots when you're talking about injuries. And hopefully he's going to be fine and look forward to him getting back when we come back to training camp and get going.
Okay. Training camp. So he didn't participate in the voluntary workouts, although he was there. He was up there. Now we got mandatory mini camp where everybody's there and usually everybody participates, unless, again, you're injured. And this terminology of we're being very cautious, it still just has me kind of going, what exactly is this? They have not specified what this injury is. Now, Raheem, as he said, they don't have to. We're not in the season where they have to have an injury report and put him on there. But I just think that's curious, Mike, when you say, all right, yeah, he'll be ready for camp. That's another 6-7 weeks away. What's going on?
Yeah, this is something where a guy has got a very important offseason. Okay, whatever you think. Remember we had this conversation, we talked about Julio. Julio was bellyaching about how Arthur did him wrong, and a lot of the Julio fans going, oh, yeah. I mean, they have these moments for a reason. I mean, you think they turn on the lights and bring everybody in for, you know, the coaches fly in? No, this is for a reason they do this stuff. Now, some players, veterans, maybe you don't need it as much as rookies, but guys who do need it are guys who have been uneven in their careers, guys who are going to the fifth year of their contract. You didn't pick up – I mean, you picked up the fifth-year option, but you did not extend the contract. There's only two guys out there that are in this situation. Now, one is James Cook. He's really good in Buffalo. Pitts has not been all that good. He's been inconsistent here. So just to say, walk it back, it's important that you participate in where he is in his career, right? So that's not hype. That's real. And it's just another one of those head scratchers when you go, why isn't he able to go? And why does Raheem have to talk about all the things he's got to talk about?
Yeah, and because he's going to have to continue to talk about it. There are rumors out there. I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. About Trae Young. We're going to tell you about that coming up later in the show. Stay right there. When we come back, Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider, joins us to talk about our Braves and more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey.com. What's up, Mike?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, it's Dukes and Bell. Mm-hmm. We are talking about our Falcons mandatory mini camp. We got more stuff to give you, including what Drake London had to say today. They were on the field. The real news, though, is Kirk Cousins speaking. And I want to read this quote before we get to our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey MLB insider, to talk about all the things that have been happening with our Braves. And there's a lot. Cousins on Michael Penix. Today he said, Michael's going to do great. He's going to have a great career. He's off to a great start. This is Cousins speaking about Penix. He's got all the intangibles and tangibles you need to be successful. And I am just here to support him as he needs it. But I also don't need to be in his ear so much that I'm sort of another weight. That's Kirk Cousins. He says about Michael Penix and not wanting to be so much Mike in his ear that it becomes another problem, or that he's even thinking about stuff that Kurt is putting on him. I love that. You know, as much crap as we've given Cousins, that's what we need.
Right. Now, granted, that's Kirk's side of the story. But anyway, that's Kirk talking about, you know, wanting to give some input and help out. And that's great because, you know, for $45 million, the least he could do, Carl, kind of help us out here. But again, some of the situation was beyond his control. What he could control is the stuff that I had the problems with, you know, like not being straight with the coaching staff, really hurting you. Couldn't you, in hindsight, have sat out a couple of games? And maybe Penix Jr. could have been serviceable enough, thrown in the fire with a limited playbook because the turnaround would have been so quick, and maybe find a way to win two more games, and then Kirk comes back healthy and you know, looked better than he certainly did again that friggin' Raider game, which was almost like the done deal. You knew he wasn't right. Maybe he wouldn't have been right all the way through.
Maybe not. All right, guys, let's talk some baseball. Tony Gwynn Jr. is here. Tony, appreciate you being patient there. It's kind of a big story because we hadn't heard from Cousins all offseason.
Sounds like a big deal.
Well, here's the other big deal. Our Braves, man, are struggling, and I mean struggling. Now, they did win last night, but, you know, we're talking about a stretch of we had lost 14 of our last 17 going into yesterday, and, you know, there was seemingly everything was going wrong. So I just want your assessment of what you saw or what you've seen or what you think about what's going on with this team, because we didn't expect the talent on this team to play as bad as they've played.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, when the Padres came out there, it certainly seemed like this team was on the cusp of maybe turning a corner. Ronald Acuna had just come back. He homers in his first day. But they kind of kept looking the same way moving forward. They haven't really gotten better. Now, listen, it's hard to be good when your best players aren't playing well, right? Strider comes back. He's dealing with what all pitchers deal with coming back from Tommy John. He hasn't been himself yet. I'm not throwing out the door that he won't return to that form, but he hasn't gotten there yet. Matt Olson has struggled a bit. And so, you know, when that lineup was booming, those guys were hitting. And I think right now they just haven't hit well enough yet to return to that form.
Tony, I know it's cliche, but when teams are struggling, and we've been struggling mightily, going like 4 yeah. of 18, and I mean that's how tough some of this patch has been, then guys start forcing it, and can a hitting coach tell everybody just to chill out, or is it everybody just starts getting tighter and trying to hit a 5-run home run and stuff like that?
No, unfortunately, in the game of baseball, there's nothing anybody can do. I mean, because it is just natural, it's natural human nature to, especially when you care about something the way these guys care about it, right? They don't, nobody wants to go out and suck. It is baseball, for a great, as great of a sport as it is, when you are not playing well, it's not that fun. It's not fun. It has a damper on everything you do. And so naturally, because you don't want to suck, you start trying harder, and that inevitably makes it worse. And so it just has to kind of run through its cycle. You just hope that everybody's not going through it at the same time, which is what it seems like the Braves have had.
Yeah. As far as coming back, in your experience, whether you've played on these teams or certainly you've witnessed it in being around baseball all your life, coming back from 10, 14, 15 games is extremely hard. And it doesn't matter how talented your team is. Can you talk about that? Because that's something else. Like, Braves fans just feel like, oh, we're going to, you know, punch a button, and all of a sudden we're going to be able to make a run. It's not as if all these other teams that are now in front of us aren't going to show up and play every day. How tough is that right. to get back into the mix before, you know, we get to a point in the season where we feel like it might be lost?
It's extremely tough. And I give you a great example. The year the Braves won it and they made their run about halfway, the fortune they had on their side is that the division hadn't run away. Everybody was kind of playing the same type of baseball. When the Braves got hot, they separated themselves and ended up going on. The difference is the division's not the same. The Mets certainly aren't playing that way. Philly's certainly not playing that way. And then the other tough part for the Braves is that the National League in general is just much tougher. There are a lot of good teams playing a good baseball that will even prevent a good run. I mean, getting back to 500 is a good run. That's not enough right now. And, you know, and so that's kind of what they're up against right now. The National League East is not the same National League East it was the year they won it all. And you could argue that it's the best it's been, at least top part, than it's been in a while. And so because of that, they can't afford to have the kind of slow start. 13.5 games is a long way to go. And it's going to take basically Philly also starting to play bad at the same time. And in terms of the division, it could already be lost. But I still would say the wild card area is something that they could certainly make headway on if they could start swinging the bats a little bit better.
It is Tony Gwynn, guys. Love to have him on the show here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. T, you got, 51 days between now and the trade deadline. I guess the next question will be, and this is a tough one for the fan base, do you say, hey, how close do you have to be? What's a reachable number? Or you say, maybe I start moving guys like Sean Murphy. You know, maybe I try to, you know, get some more assets. When do you sort of pull the plug? What is the number?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, you basically are trying to see how close you can get to 500 in that time, right? And what the rest of the league is doing will kind of dictate. If league gets hot, Braves cool off, they fall out, it's an easy decision. But I just think they aren't the type to me that are going to throw a white flag up, unless it is just completely obvious to everybody. This organization is used to winning. I can't think of a time where they punt it, even in situations where maybe teams thought they should or the league thought they should. I don't recall the Braves ever really doing that. So right. They already have all of their young nucleus that is not going anywhere. And so, you know, maybe you entertain a Murphy move if it becomes obvious, but I just don't see the Braves in that light.
We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. Guys, Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions. You saw a pretty good game last night, huh? Padres and Dodgers. I mean, like, every time I watch these two teams, I'm like, they're the top-notch teams. I just feel that way. And, again, whether you're talking National League, you know, whatever. But pretty interesting game. That went extra innings last night, and the Dodgers beat the Padres 8-7. Do you think ultimately that these two teams will keep this pace?
I do. It was only confirmed to me last night. And here's why. The Padres have really struggled offensively. They found ways to win these 1-0, 2-0 games, low scoring. And the moment those two teams, Dodgers have been the same way. They've struggled offensively. Well, the moment those two teams got between those lines, you pretty much threw all that out the window. And that's exactly what happened. It was they scored two in the first. The Padres responded with two. The Padres get one in the second. They get one in the third. It was basically two heavyweights in the middle of the ring just hitting each other as hard as they could. And in the end, the Dodgers, you know, pretty much they out-executed the Padres. They got their two runs in that extra inning, and they ended up winning. But it was confirmed to me that these two teams, especially when they meet up, they bring the best out of each other. So, yeah, I expect them to keep this pace up.
Yeah, man, that was so strange, that throw to first base, Ohtani gets to second. That was a strange sequence there. But, yeah, the Padres do fall 8-7. By the way, we've seen a lot, especially the last couple of weeks, with the umpires becoming too much of the story, Tony. Will we see them really go to the technology for next season? Or you think we're still going to have to deal with these egomaniac umpires jacking things up behind the dish?
I think that it certainly seems like Rob Manfred wants it next year. You know, the report came out in The Athletic that they weren't going to do it. And then a week later, you know, Rob Manfred is speaking. He's saying that they are going to try to pursue it. So that raises my antennas, at least, that maybe the players don't think it's ready. But nonetheless, I could see more and more these type of calls end up deciding or being near the deciding part of the game. It only is going to build pressure. So I would say right now we're probably looking at it next year. I just have that feeling.
All right. Did Denzel Clark's catch, where does it rank for you? It's all over the highlights. Denzel Clark last night climbs the wall yesterday. It was an amazing catch, one of the greatest I've seen. Mm. I don't know about you, but is that top five, top three? Where is it at for you?
I got to think it's top five. I mean, Gary Matthews Jr. going up center field, kind of like backwards. He made that one. I know Torrey's up there with at least a couple on his own. But that one was – what was amazing about that as a guy who played center field, being able to run full speed and time a jump like that the way he did is so difficult. But the young man completed it. I think it's a top five catch. I can't think of very many that were better. But I'm sure somebody will remind me at some point.
Yeah, it was incredible.
You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, guys, sometimes, you know, the defense and you know, the total package. I know we get into the wins above replacement, all these acronyms, Tony, drive me crazy. But a guy that made some
guy that made some
amazing catches here and unfortunately still not in the Hall of Fame is Andrew Jones. Where do you fall on Andrew?
I think he's a Hall of Famer, man. I mean, think about it. What did he hit, like 10, 11, 12? Gold gloves. I mean, this is, in my opinion, the best defensive center fielder that I ever got a chance to see. And I saw some pretty good ones growing up and had a chance to play against. I don't know. I think eventually he gets in. I think Andrew gets in. Maybe this next one or the one after. But I think he's a Hall of Famer for sure, man.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, man. Hopefully our struggling Braves can right the ship, but, you know, the work is still in front of them, and it's a lot. We gotta get right. Tony, thanks so much again. Odyssey MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., with supplies and solutions for every industry, guys. Grainger has the right product for you. Take care, Tony.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, man.
Tony says he can't see AA cutting bait on this team.
He says we don't punt. That's the term he used. And that's why I think Braves fans – you know, we talk about change and needing change, and sometimes you can stay the course too long, and sometimes that comes back to get you, or you stay the course and the ship gets righted. Sometimes it goes either way. We don't know which way this is going to go. Last night felt good because we hadn't had a win in such a long time. I mean, we went with that seven-game stretch or whatever it was. But hopefully we can put something together here. Guys, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Falcons and mandatory minicamp getting underway. We're going to come back. We're going to let you hear from Drake London talking about some things today at practice. The big story, Kirk Cousins did speak, and he had some things to say today. We'll fill you in on all of that and much more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.